This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:40. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We're joined now by Sabrina Magdalene of our news desk for our market wrap. And one of the biggest news stories today is about Tesla co-founder Elon Musk becoming the richest person in the world with a net worth of more than $185 billion. And this means that he overtakes Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, who has held title since 2017.
Yeah, that's right. So Elon made it to the top after Tesla's share price rose 4.8% yesterday. And it was also reported that Elon's rise to become the world's richest person is actually the fastest in history. So Bloomberg says, you know, his wealth comes from his roughly 20% Tesla stake and also 48% SpaceX stake and also 57 million exercisable Tesla stock options. And the company also hit a market value of $700 billion for the first time this week. And that makes it worth more than Toyota, Volkswagen, Hyundai, GM and Ford combined. So a tech correspondent told BBC that to justify the valuation, Elon will have to show within the next 5 years that Tesla can make more profits than just about the whole of the motor industry. Mm. And for the record, Tesla produced just over 500,000 cars last year. And that's actually only a fraction of the output of Ford Motor and General Motors. Analysts also pointed out that, you know, Tesla's value was boosted by the Democrats' victory at Georgia to take control of the U.S. Senate. This means that the U.S. would probably introduce tax credits for electric vehicles and join the green agenda already set by many European countries. And analysts at Wedbush Securities also reckons that Tesla shares could hit $1,000 if the company can hit 1 million electric car deliveries by 2022. But JP Morgan Chase believes that Tesla shares are overvalued, even though they praised the company for its performance in 2020.
So Elon Musk, of course, in true Musk fashion, has since responded to the news about him being the richest person by tweeting, "How strange. Well, back to work." So it is probably strange to some people too, because in 2019, he actually claimed in court to be cash poor and financially illiquid, even though his overall wealth increased during the pandemic.
Yeah, quite fast it happened. Yeah, so Elon said that he would sell almost all physical possessions and that he will own no house. So he's, you know, since sold off several homes in his real estate portfolio, which was once worth up to $100 million. Just last month, he confirmed that he moved from California to Texas, which has no state income tax. But Elon said in a recent interview that the main reason he's accumulating wealth is actually not for material possessions. He intends to use half of his fortune to help problems on Earth and half to establish a self-sustaining city on Mars to ensure continuation of life of all species. So Elon is actually planning to send 1 million people to Mars by 2050 and build a fleet of 1,000 starships to ferry them to the planet. And before you think a trip to Mars is too pricey for most of us, Elon said, well, here's the option. He plans to open up loans for those who don't have money and jobs on the red planet for colonists to pay off their debts. So now Elon probably has too much money that he's taking it out of the world. And, you know, but speaking about Mars, it's so interesting. Would you want to explore that trip? You know, or would you allow your children or nieces? I feel like it's going to be a one-way ticket.
Not if I have to take a loan. But otherwise, yes, hands down, I'm a sci-fi geek for sure.
Wow, okay.
I don't know. I have a lot of questions about how this is going to work. Yeah. And I think that at the moment, also saying something as vague as I'm going to help problems on Earth is a little too airy-fairy for me right now anyway.
Well, that's Elon Musk for you though, isn't it?
So that is it for our market wrap, I believe. Sabrina, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.